I've seen Matt Barnes going back and forth with Stephen A. Then I've seen Pat Bev going back and forth with Matt Barnes. Let me move over to Jason Whitlock. This is what Jason Whitlock dropped yesterday on his platform.
Rename your podcast, All the Woke. That's all you're doing. It's not about smoke. It's about woke. This little fake feud between Matt Barnes and Stephen A. Smith. It's a work. This is WWE. This is a woke mirage where they're trying to build up Stephen A. Smith's reputation as a tough guy.
We've got a badass over here.
And so Stephen A. Smith responds to Matt Barnes criticizing him about his comments over Memphis and LeBron James.
You understand the bullshit you're talking and what that can do to the black community? We all used to have a lot of love for you, bro, particularly me, because you looked out. We're not going to forget the bullshit you are right now.
And Stephen A. puts together a tough talking video. I ain't scared of none of y'all. I'll come on your show. And he does it in his dramatic General Hospital.
All right. So let me back up for a minute. Let me go over to Stephen A. addressing Matt Barnes.
Might have pulled a Eli Manning.
Hard to say at the time was going on the stage during Super Bowl off of a diss track about your ex is showing the ex energy. And any man that I know of, that I've always known, would have a problem with that. Now, her husband is a grown man, and he probably feels differently, and he has every right to. I mean, no disrespect. I should not have done it. Fair. I apologize for that. But I was talking about the fellas, because I'm saying with fellas, if my girl is showing that kind of energy to an ex, I'm looking at you like, how come you're feeling that energy towards the ex? You have me now. What's your problem? That's where I was coming from. Open to correction by her husband, which he was perfectly within his right to sit up there and say, you know what? You're not married. Who are you to talk like? I got it.
So now you got Stephen A. responding to Matt Barnes, and then you got Matt Barnes doing multiple different live streams or multiple different videos where he's checking Pat Beverly for what he said with D. Wade, and they going back and forth.
Stephen A., I don't really have a rebuttal for anything you said the last 2 days, because none of that shit moved me, bro. I think the proof is in the pudding. You know, your route and how you got to the top, and my route and what I'm building, people see it. People respect both sides. And I'm not really here to beef with you. I fuck with you. And I'm not here to respond to other clowns that feel like they want to, you know, throw their name in the mix. But I'm going to leave you with this, bro. I think I met you in 04, 05 when I got traded with Webb to Philly, and you were AI's guy, super solid. And this is when I wasn't playing. You would always show love. You would say hello. Very cool, very down to earth. You were the go-to guy before social media. Guys confided in you. You know where a lot of bodies lie at on both sides of the fence. You were a guy that we guys in the NBA turned to. You know, fast forward, my career gets going, and it's always respectful every time we see each other. And then come to the end of my career, I'm jumping in the media space, sign a deal with ESPN, and you're open arms, open book, phone number, questions, whatever, show super love. So I never want to seem like I'm not appreciative to how you helped me in this space and how you helped a lot of athletes in this space. You've helped a ton of people, and you're at the top as far as this sports shit goes. But I remember after that shit, us getting closer and just talking more and really talking business. And I remember all the smoke was already up and running, and the production company I had just launched, and you were talking about launching your own company, launching your YouTube page. We talked about doing shit together. Then I want to say the following summer is when the big ESPN deal hit, if I'm not mistaken. You were telling me about the Sirius satellite deal you got and that bread. And I was excited, bro. Like, looked up to you. You keep raising the bar, do your thing. I'm following you. And then I kind of start seeing you settle in with these new deals and new money. And I start seeing you on Fox. And I'm like, damn, bro's tripping.
So you got that happening. And then I seen Pat Bev. Hold on, where Pat Beverly?
Of the Pat Bev Show. Thank you guys for tuning in. And kind of merge. I think that's good for the fan base. I think that's great. Getting kicked out for it. You know what I'm saying? Plex too. Shout out to Complex, man. I gotta get Complex a huge shout out. They tell him he all right and he heard. Come on, Dallas. I like that. I like that he's out there and yeah, we want him fast, motherfucker. We want him. Right. And I'm looking at it and I'm going, without a doubt, Rudy Gobert. Ah, yeah, good Greek wine. So everybody know what the wine down for a greater purpose. Six girls, me counting 12. Everything's happened to me. Best friends dying. You know, like any people know my story. I put myself in debt, like going to the NBA. I put enjoy this time of like having options. Right, because I don't know if everyone's familiar with my story, but you feel me? Like, you got people that's running it for you. You got people that's behind your back. My championship game, yeah, I had to pull up for that one.
I don't know what the timeline is with this video and what he's talking about. I don't really get this whole platform, this whole layout. I don't know what aesthetic he's going for. I don't even know the timestamp where he was talking back and forth with Matt Barnes as far as him coming for him or whatever. I don't know what Pat Bev is doing. I don't know what Pat Bev is trying to do. Oh, man, I don't have no comment about it either way. And then you got, obviously, we know about Cam Newton got thrown into this. And then I'm looking at the Speakeasy podcast where the guys on that is jumping in. And Emmanuel Acho, he got a bunch of stuff to say about Matt Barnes and going back and forth.
To the last couple of topics of the day. The internet was a very.
You and Jason Whitlock on.
Why is he the spokesperson for the people, for the culture? I don't know. So I get like some of the point. I just think it's a wild way to go about it. But what do you got?
Call me. At least you calling me Matt. Who are you for real? Because Matt, you not really like that. I know you, Matt. You a good, kind, gentle dude.
Why are they in it though? This is what I'm trying to figure out. Why is Emmanuel Acho involved in something? I didn't even hear nobody say it. Now, y'all can correct me if I'm wrong. I didn't hear nobody say Emmanuel Acho's like really getting at him like that. Why do he feel as though he's inserting himself? I don't get this part, right? I genuinely don't. What am I saying in this whole thing, right? What am I saying? Because I'm not about to watch every single. I've been catching them. I seen, what's my man name? Matt Barnes, homie that hosts All the Smoke with him. I forgot. I'm sorry. His name is slipping my mind right away. Steven Jackson, shout out to you, Fob Brown. Thank you for reminding me. I seen Steven Jackson jumping in and saying all of this. So what am I saying, bro? I am not sure if they trying to turn up the sports space and trying to make it kind of like how messy the regular YouTube space is. But this is kind of weird to me. You know what I'm saying? Because on one hand, of course, Stephen A is going to be the guy, right? And the reason why Stephen A is going to be the guy is because he's at the top. He's at the top of the food chain, so everybody going to come for Stephen A because they want his spot. Really, that's what it is. If Stephen A was not at the top of the food chain, then nobody would even be tripping. They wouldn't be mad at him. And I've seen multiple people, including Matt Barnes, you just watched it yourself, say how much Stephen A showed him love and pulled up on their podcast and held him down over at ESPN and all of this. So Stephen A is going to be at the top of the food chain. Now, Stephen A and Jason Whitlock seems like they've been clashing for a long time, right? Maybe I need to better understand something. Hold on, let me see something. I'm trying to understand exactly where all of this beef is coming from and if it's ever going to end. Because I understand content. I understand content creation. It looked like Pat Beverly is trying to get his podcast back popping up. He had to start his own channel. And that's what, you know, you got to do. You got to kind of get dirty in the mud in order to get some visibility. It's not enough to just be a former NBA player. You got to get some visibility. Matt Barnes is going back and forth with Stephen A. Smith because it looks like because Stephen A. Smith is at the top of the totem pole, so he going to have stuff to say about him. Steven Jackson is going to support Matt Barnes, and he seemed like he don't like Stephen A. Jason Whitlock and Stephen A. been clashing for a long time because they got a long history. And Stephen A. finally clapped back at Jason Whitlock. I've seen several different people go on Jason Whitlock's platform. And then when I went on Stephen A.'s platform, because I'm cool with Jason Whitlock, that seemed like it did a little bit of something, right? Then you got some other players in there in which I don't want to even add into this conversation. Then you got Emmanuel Acho and you know, injecting himself into the conversation. And Cam Newton, and they didn't like the fact. It's like, what is happening? I don't know if this is authentic. I genuinely don't know if this is authentic or if this is something that is being drummed up in order to create more visibility for all of their platforms and to get them all popping. And then you're going to see other people that jump in that want to be involved, that want to have a conversation. It's just weird. You said don't let Gil's Arena get involved. Ironically enough, when you would expect for Gil, I forgot that Gil was even on that type of time because Gil has kind of been chilling. Crazy. Gil, I haven't seen Gil. I might have to call Gil. I haven't seen Gil get involved in none of this stuff either. Gil has kind of been focused on Gil's Arena. He kind of been focused on basketball, kind of been focused on, from my optics, he been kind of focused on the things that he been focused on, and he ain't been tripping about it. Shannon Sharp has been kind of like chilling. Y'all said people that got legal issues has been sitting this one out. Y'all said people that got legal issues, open cases or civil suits, they've been kind of sitting this one out and kind of just taking a back seat. Oh, man, it's weird. It's genuinely weird to see these people arguing back and forth. And going back and forth. Honestly, it's so weird. It is so crazy. I don't get it. I don't understand it. I don't think that this, let me break it down and how I think it affects other people. And then I'm gonna move on to the next subject. I don't think that this actually benefits Stephen A, because I think that Stephen A is at the top, and him going back and forth with people does nothing for him, because when you at the top, you only supposed to punch up, and he don't have nowhere to punch up to. I think that Stephen A has already solidified himself in the sports world. He's already controlled the sports world for a long time, and now he's getting into the popular culture world and into the podcast world. And so that is the way, that is what's taking up his, the majority of his time. I don't think he'd be, he's even as focused on sports as he is on popular culture. All right. So I don't think that this affects him in a positive or a negative way. Stephen A is Stephen A. Jason Whitlock, I believe that it brings more visibility to him because his platform continues to grow, but he's one of the only people that's standing on the conservative side politically. But the political aspect of it is also playing a role in what his takes are in sports, right? Because they don't think that he likes black people. That's the narrative that, you know, I seen Matt Barnes call him a name and all of that. Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson are the catalysts, in my opinion, right? They are the ones because, you know, they have a reputation for being hotheads and all of this stuff. They are the ones that are going to continue to keep stuff going. And they have a pretty decent sized platform and all of the smoke also. And so they're going to make an impact. Cam Newton is looking at it, I think, from a business perspective. And I don't think that Cam Newton is looking at it from a friendship lens, right? I don't think Cam Newton has any loyalty to anybody except for himself and to continue to try to create good, great content. The Speakeasy guys over there, I don't know what the hell they got going on and why they feel as though they have to insert themselves into every single conflict. That's weird to me. Pat Bev, I think he's trying to get all of the visibility and the clout that he can get. I don't even know what that platform is. It looked like they got great cameras. I don't know if they're experimenting with the backgrounds and the wine. I don't know what the wine is. I don't know what that has to do with anything, but Pat Bev is trying to get his stuff popping. And then you got a bunch of other people that's hanger-ons and stuff like that. But in a general sense, I don't get it. Marcellus Wiley is kind of, you know, just kind of giving a narrative and talking. He's doing his own thing, but I don't think that he's per se getting into the messiness of it. He just knows a lot of people and he's involved with a lot of what's going on. And so he's commenting on it because it's content for him. Y'all, you saying Pat, but you don't think Pat Bev is going to make it? Why you don't think that Pat Bev is going to make it?